John is a 14-year-old high school student who's living with a disease called retinitis pigmentosa, or RP, which is a form of degenerative blindness. His vision has been and continues to deteriorate as he gets older. The following segment will provide outsiders' perspectives on blindness and allow us to take a look into the lives of a mother and son who, despite their hardships, have a refreshingly positive outlook on life.
Can you tell me a little bit about RP?
RP is a retinal disease that affects the rods and cones of the eye. It affects the retina, and what happens is the rods and cones start to die off, which does not allow for light to be received into the retina to bounce back, to visualize and see things. Unfortunately, there aren't any treatments or cures right now. There are some in the process that help repair these rods and cones, and so when they die off, and that's what ends up ultimately leading to a person's blindness. In Sean's case, he has retinitis pigmentosa. He loses his peripheral vision, and as he loses the peripheral, it comes down into a tunnel, and that's primarily what he'll see until that tunnel closes up, and then there'll be nothing left.
What were some of the signs that your son possessed that made you question his ability to see?
Well, Sean was about kindergarten, 4 or 5 years old, and I started noticing him being a very clumsy child. But then, you know, I wasn't sure if every kid was just as clumsy. I started noticing he was a bit more, especially at night, and it really hit around Halloween. We went trick-or-treating, and I'll never forget, you know how kids just run from house to house to house to house. There was a low hedge, probably about a 2-foot hedge, and all the kids ran and they leaped over this hedge, like, yeah, I'm going to the next house. Sean ran smack right into it and fell down. And, oh my gosh, you know, what is wrong with him? Why can't he see these things? But little did I know, that he truly could not see these things. So that December, an ophthalmologist sent us to the Doheny Eye Institute at USC. They ran him through a battery of tests, and lo and behold, at about 5 years old, discovered that his retinas were not operable. They weren't reacting the way that a normal retina should react. So those were basically some of the things that's usually the very first thing that people discover is night blindness. You start noticing that as you go out at night, things are noticeably darker. And you think it's only you, or everybody else is this way, or you start questioning, does everybody see this way? That's normally the first sign. And then clumsiness comes with it, running into doors, running into tables that you just don't see. So, as I said, as a little guy, that's when we found out.
Have you ever heard of degenerative blindness?
No. I've heard of people having accidents that cause them to go blind later in life, but never a disease that causes you to go blind over time. I mean, in a way, I guess it's better. The people with this disease have a chance to see things for a portion of their lives, but to live day to day knowing you could wake up tomorrow and not see anything, that would be pretty hard to deal with.
How has having a son with RP affected your life positively?
Well, blindness in general has opened my eyes, no pun intended, but has opened my eyes to the world to disabled people. Really, truly just opens your mind and your eyes up a little bit more to those people and what they're struggling with. You just have a greater empathy towards people, especially my son. I probably baby him more than I should at times, but you know, he's my son.
How would you say that Sean's RP has affected the entire family?
Well, I think it makes everybody a little bit more aware, but sometimes I forget that he is blind and will go someplace and I kind of leave him behind. And he'll go, Mom, what about me? Oh, sorry, Sean, I forgot. But then it comes back.
you think that you take your ability to see for granted?
Definitely. Most of all, I think I forget the little things that I wouldn't be able to do without sight. Like drive a car, paint a picture, look at a beautiful sunset. I mean, I forget how blessed I am to know what a color is or know what my mom looks like. It's definitely something I take for granted.
How has living with this disease affected your life positively?
Positively, it's people have been nice to me when they find out that I've had this disease, and sometimes it makes it easier in school because now I'll get things enlarged and I get more time on tests and stuff like that, but other than that, it hasn't really affected that positively.
And how would you say it has affected it negatively?
Well, first of all, I can't see anything, and then it like doesn't let me do things like football. I really wanted to play football through high school and stuff, but I just can't do it because I'll never be able to see. Like, I can't play like wide receiver or something because I won't be able to see the ball, or I can't like look for openings or anything like that. And I used to play basketball a few years ago, and now that's really difficult to do. But yeah, there's most any sports with a ball or need to look around a lot, like especially baseball. Baseball is extremely hard, and soccer and stuff like that. But other than that, everything else like track or swimming or wrestling is I can do. And yeah, I mean, I just can't do things that other people could really do.
Do you feel grateful that you've had sight for a portion of your life?
Yeah, because I've been able to do things that I really couldn't do if I didn't have any sight. Been able to do some things, and it's good that I actually got to see what things look like, you know, be able to read and do all that stuff. I have gotten to like drive a car since I won't get to before, you know, later on, because I can't get a driver's license or anything. But yeah, it has been good.
Do people tend to treat you differently once they find out you have RP? And if so, how does it make you feel?
Yeah, depending on the person, like my friends won't treat me any different. People that I've never met before, like I don't know, if they find out, they're really like concerned about it and they want to like help me all the time and won't leave me alone about it, which isn't ever necessary. As long as they know that they can't do certain things, but they don't need to be so concerned about it. A lot of times I don't ever really tell people unless I'm going to like know them for a while or something like that, because they don't really need to know.
So, knowing that your eyesight is going, have you found alternative ways of reading?
Yeah, I've been taking Braille since third or second grade, and it's my fifth period class. I have a book that I read. It takes me a while to read it because I go a lot slower reading in Braille than you do in print, but I've been learning to read Braille for a long time, and it's really just a second language.
You're almost 16 and you're not going to be able to get a driver's license. Have you looked into or found alternative ways of getting around?
Yeah, going over the summer of my 16th birthday, I go away to a school where they train guide dogs. And for about 6 weeks, I stay there with the dog and I learn how to like command the dog and do all this stuff. And after that, I get to go back home and have a guide dog. And I'll get to take him to school and he'll go with me everywhere I go. And it's going to be like my eyes pretty much. And then besides like getting a car, I'll have a bus service that will pick me up and take me wherever I want to go. Although I had to schedule the ride like 3 days in advance or something.
How would you feel if tomorrow someone told you you wouldn't be able to see?
Wow. Honestly, I have no idea. I think about it makes me a little bit anxious. Never quite thought about how lucky I am to have sight. I guess I would try to see all the things I've always wanted to see, like the Eiffel Tower and the Colosseum. But in one day, I can't even imagine ever having a chance to see those things.
Are you afraid of what the upcoming years will bring in terms of your RP?
Not really, because I've kind of learned to deal with it. I mean, the fact that it's going to get worse, I already know, and I understand everything.
Can you tell me a little bit about Sean's prognosis with RP?
Yeah, it's not the best. Sean has been on the semi-rapid side since his diagnosis at age 5. It's you will go blind. You are losing your sight. And there are no treatments and cures at this time. You know, as a mother, when they told me those words, it just crushed me. It was, you know, it was very hard, you know, to hear those words and to swallow them and just to excuse me and I think I need a second opinion. And then you hear the same opinion again from the second, you know, retinal center. And it's a hard pill to swallow. But it is, it's blindness, it's what it is.
If it ever gets me down, I just tell myself that's how it works. I mean, I don't think I really worry about the way things are, and I can't really do anything about it. And hopefully, one day it'll change, get all better, you know? Like, they'll find the cure and everything. I might be able to see it.